Now, I saw this story pop up this morning. I thought, that looks interesting. So Australia's top lawyers' body, the Law Council of Australia, has called for an end to the legal aid funding crisis and firm action to reduce catastrophically high levels of Indigenous incarceration. We all know that there are massive issues with Indigenous incarceration, namely the rates as well as deaths in custody. But legal aid is something that, you know, it's there for all of us in real times of struggle. So I thought we'd have a chat to them this morning. And joining me on the line is the Law Council of Australia President Stuart Clark. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for your time this morning. So for those of us who don't know, let's just break it down. What exactly is legal aid?
Well, legal aid is the service which provides assistance to Australians who have to go to court or who need legal advice but who can't afford a lawyer. And I'm sorry to have to say that your suggestion that legal aid is there for everybody when they need it is sadly wrong.
Wrong again.
I'm afraid so. In fact, we have a crisis in legal aid. Every year, each and every year, 10,000 Australians, that's hard to believe, 10,000 Australians go to court without representation because they can't afford a lawyer and because the legal aid services have been gutted. Every year, about 160,000 Australians are turned away from community legal centres because they haven't got the resources to provide them with the advice. And that's all they're seeking then, advice. We have a real crisis in legal aid. And to put it bluntly, Jamie, that crisis is ruining lives.
So you're saying that there are people who physically cannot get legal aid. I thought it was just a right.
No, absolutely not. The legal aid services have been cut to the bone by both parties, both Labor and Coalition. Federal funding for legal aid has been consistently reducing over many years, and it has got to the stage where, as I said, 10,000 people have to go to court without a lawyer. Now, we're not talking about people like ICE dealers. We're not talking about people like terrorists. We're talking about you, your mates, your mum, your dad, your grandma. People who have potentially lost their jobs and are trying to get back. People who are potentially going to lose their homes to a scammer. People who've been charged with a comparatively minor criminal offence. Let's say somebody goes to a festival, gets picked up with a few tabs. They go to court. If they have a lawyer who can argue a case for leniency, the magistrate
Section 10.
Yeah, the magistrate may well grant a Section 10, and they get a second chance. The same person goes to court without a lawyer, doesn't know how it works, doesn't know what to do, doesn't know what to say. They end up with a criminal conviction. Well, that can potentially ruin their lives in the sense that they may not be able to get employment in the area that they want to in the future. Or, for example, they may not be able to get a visa to go to the States. Only about 8% of the Australian population qualify on the means test for legal aid.
What is the level at the moment?
Well, basically, you've got to be absolutely at the bottom of the pile economically.
Right. Okay.
You have to be dead broke. Well, you have to have no asset.
Then why was it? This is completely tangential, but I saw a report a few weeks ago that Ron Medic was going for legal aid.
He was applying for legal aid.
Right.
I mean, anybody can apply. The prospects of him getting legal aid would be interesting.
It's Buckley's, I think, determines.
Well, I can't obviously comment on that. you may draw your own conclusion.
Yes.
But, you know, if you think about it, Jamie, what would the Australian population say if we said to them, look, only the bottom 8% in economic terms can get Medicare. Everybody else can either go without a doctor or pay for it themselves. Mm. You know, there are people that despite the fact that they're working hard, they've got big families, they simply can't afford a doctor, and that's why Medicare provides one. Similarly, there are people who, many, many people, who can't afford a lawyer. And that's even the case when, you know, we remember that not all lawyers are charging huge amounts of money. Many lawyers in the suburbs and in the regions are charging comparatively smaller amounts. But the simple fact of the matter is that to go to court costs money.
Mm. Now, you say that over the years, funding has been trimmed. This is funding from the federal government or the state governments?
Correct. It's a sharing arrangement.
Right, okay. And so you're saying there that the funding has been cut over the years, and now 10,000 Aussies are missing out. What is the cost to the budget of legal aid?
In terms of fixing it, it had cost about $350 million a year to fix it. The Productivity Commission has recommended an immediate injection of $200 million a year in civil legal aid,
mm-hmm.
That is, you know, non-criminal matters. That would require about $120 million on the part of the federal government and about $80 million across the states and territories.
Mm.
We need to restore funding to the community legal centres, and we need to restore funding to the Aboriginal and Torres Islander mm. legal services.
So what is your budget at the moment that you're dealing with?
The total budget is only around about $650 million a year. It's not a huge amount across the states and territories. Remember, every Australian lawyer on average does about 50 hours of pro bono work a year.
Mm.
That is about the equivalent of 1 week of working for nothing for the community. Now, not many other professions. In fact, I suggest no other profession does that.
Community radio.
well, community radio, and we thank you and congratulate you for that work. You know what it means to be a pro bono service.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they just can't take up the slack.
Yeah. Now, if you've just joined us, I'm here with the Law Council of Australia President Stuart Clark. We are talking about legal aid here in Australia. So I suppose when you're looking at it, yes, funding has been trimmed. Has there been an increase in demand for legal aid over the years?
Absolutely. If you look at the way the criminal law is working, more and more things are being criminalised. If you look at domestic violence, it's really interesting. Every time there is a domestic violence campaign, which is right and proper, there is a spike in calls for assistance from women who have been the victims of family violence and from families. That is a growing area. Now, I have to acknowledge that the coalition has offered to put in an extra $30 million a year to domestic violence legal services. We thank them for that. And I understand that there may be an announcement coming today from the ALP in terms of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services of about $40 million a year.
Mm.
Look, we thank them for that. But the simple fact of the matter is, it is not going to make a significant difference.
Mm. So you do have those two kind of, I guess you could say, small injections that we're looking at from the two major parties. Have you spoken with the two major parties about larger injections for legal aid as a whole?
Absolutely. And indeed, independent inquiries have recommended it. The Productivity Commission recommended it. The Productivity Commission makes a very good point. And these guys are hard-nosed economists.
Yeah.
They make the point, or the Commission makes the point, I should say, that there is a return on investment in legal aid. If you put in a dollar into legal aid, you get a return, depending on how you measure it, of anywhere between $2.50 and $20. That's because we need, if you're not throwing people in jail at the same rate, you don't need to have as many prison officers, you don't need to have as many prison cells, you don't spend money keeping people in jail. There's also savings in terms of physical and mental health. If you can save somebody's job, or if you can keep somebody from being homeless, you also make savings in terms of the hit to the healthcare budget, which is otherwise there.
Mm.
So there is a real return to the budget. There is a real return to the economy in investing in legal aid.
Stuart, it has been brilliant having you on the show this morning. Thank you so much. Let's stay in touch, all right?
Absolutely. Anytime you want to speak about it, Jamie, I'm more than happy to do so.
You're a good man. Thank you so much. Stuart Clark there. He is the Law Council of Australia President, talking to us about legal aid, the funding crisis that they are currently facing in legal aid and what, you know, what the difference that would make to Australia. I mean, you're dealing with things there like Indigenous incarceration rates, which are through the roof. And he makes the point that if there is legal aid for people, it then flows on into other areas. It's interesting. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens with that announcement from the ALP today. But I suppose you can get in touch with your local Member of Parliament if that does affect you. If you'd like to see more funding going towards legal aid here in Australia.